Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Flashcast, an unofficial podcast of the CW's The Flash. I'm Steven Bueno.
Cristian Cabrera.
If you're new to the podcast, what we do is discuss every week's episode of The Flash. So this week, we're going to be talking about Season 2, Episode 21, The Runaway Dinosaur. Man, it just picks up right where the last episode left off, right where, you know, Barry's gone. They see that the particle accelerator, or the test with the particle accelerator, didn't go quite well. And they genuinely all believe that Barry's gone. Or, well, at least Barry's dad believes that he's gone. You know, Joe believes that he's gone. Cisco is, you know, I think deep down Cisco believes that he's gone as well, but is kind of like, okay, no, there's got to be an explanation for this.
Yeah, everyone just instantly think he would just vaporize and just pretty much pull out of his existence. Even Harrison Wells is like, he's been saying, I'm sorry the entire time, because he kind of feels that he kind of just did destroy Barry.
That, and, you know, like, instantly, and I thought it was kind of like very telling of like what you know, not only Barry, but what the group in general has to do. Instantly, they find Wally and Jesse, like, unconscious. And, you know, they spring into action. Like, yeah, they're still grieving. Yeah, this went awry. But it's like, you have to start dealing with this on top of what's been going on.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny, too, because they both got hit by the accelerator. So, as of right now, it's kind of hinting that maybe they both might have powers. They might not. But we have no idea yet. But then, Wally's the one that ends up waking up. And Jesse still pretty much has complications because her heart stopped. And then she comes to herself, but she gets put into a coma.
Yeah.
Almost the exact same way as Barry did.
Now, I forgot to mention this, and I think this is one of my favorite things about the episode. And one of the reasons I like the episode so much is, like, this episode was the episode directed by Kevin Smith. I'm a huge Kevin Smith fan, man. Mm-hmm. And, I've known for a while that he's a big fan of the show. And it's nice to see Jay and Silent Bob, you know, Jason Mewes and Kevin Smith, you know, taking part in the show. Because that scene with Jason Mewes was cool. Like, it's just when I saw his name pop up in the titles, because I didn't know that this was the episode that Kevin Smith had directed. Mm-hmm. But when I saw their names pop up, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe they're actually in this episode.
I'm actually surprised that he finally gets a chance to actually direct an episode, because one, he is huge. And I'm talking one of the biggest comic book fans there is. Not only that, he's also a successful director as well, especially for any indie movies he pretty much has made so far. And the fact is, he knows the lore. Well, like, 100% in and out. Like, I've listened to his podcast of Comic Book Men all the time, and goddamn, they are really knowledgeable, every single one of them.
That's the thing. I really liked how much, I feel like there was a lot of attention put into this particular episode, and especially the scenes that that Barry has the Speed Force, because, you know, Barry's obviously not dead. He's just been transported into the Speed Force, or into a dimension where the Speed Force can communicate to him. Like, he's not he's just in a different place. And this, every single scene that he has with, like, someone from his life, from Joe to Iris to his dad, And you know, even eventually his mom, like, every single one of these scenes I felt was it was treated so delicately, and I liked the attention to everything that that was given to all these like small little scenes that sort of served to, you know, expand on the Barry character.
Yeah, and it's crazy too, because the Speed Force, the thing is the Speed Force, it's how can I put it this way, it's extra dimensional powers or sources. Now, in the comic books, they're known as the Source or the God Waves. So they are entities of something, but the thing is, it's never explained what they are, but it's a living thing. Speed Force is a living thing. They choose their host. It's not one of those predicaments where it happens on accident. Well, they did mention the Jay Garrick was actually an accident one, but everyone else was already predetermined who was going to get it.
You know, and that's one thing I did like, because up until now, you keep hearing about the Speed Force. The Speed Force is just like this, like gravity, you know? It's just a thing that kind of is, and it's just this energy that's there. You know, you don't really know much about it, but to finally come out and see the Speed Force as, you know, this, you know, like its own entity, you know? Like, it is... something so much bigger than what they assumed it initially was. It's energy that talks to you. It's energy that that guides you. It's there in everything you're doing, you know. I really liked them introducing Speed Force as that finally. And, you know, the effect that'll have on Barry once he kind of learns that this thing that has been given to me for a reason. Mm-hmm. But on top of that, it's something so much bigger than anything, you know, you could have imagined.
Yeah, that's when he starts realizing that, well, the Speed Force, it chose me for a specific reason. And the fact is, I've been powerful enough to wield it. But the problem is, there's something been holding me back. That's the reason why I haven't been reached my full potential. And it sucks the way how they explain it to him, what it was.
No, yeah, I did like that the Speed Force is there to tell him, like, look, you're here to help you out, but you're the only one holding you back. And it led to some really, really great scenes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that whole scene with his mom, dude, I loved every single second of it, man, because it was just such a powerful moment, because in the Barry character, everything that's happened to his mom, everything always goes back to that. You know, that's his origin story, and that's the most traumatic thing in his life. So for him to not only, like, be able to, you know, talk with her, but also, you know, visit the grave and realize that guilt and you know, what you're carrying, that's what's holding you back. I thought that was one of the most fitting things for the, like, for this episode.
I know it's one of those really strong points where they have in the episode where they show you that they can write, like, a lot of, like, really heartfelt and emotional parts. And it tells you right there, the Speed Force is essentially telling them, the only reason why you haven't gotten better or you really haven't reached your full potential is because you still believe that your mom is, like, your main thing that's holding you down. Like, you have to let that go. If you don't let it go, you will never be what you're supposed to be. And that's what they were telling him, too. Is like, you have to go chase that thing. Then he has no idea what it is. And every single time he pops up in a new area, the Speed Force pretty much says, like, well, we feel comfortable if you talk to this person in this form. Or we're the same thing. We're the Speed Force. So you're going to talk to this person that they always put it into every single time. But honestly, it's one of those, like, you need to pretty much man up. Just forget all your past and you will conquer the future.
Yeah, it's like there's definitely, there's going to be harder, you know, obstacles along the way. But you need to start forgetting what's in the past, and kind of, like, you know, and even in the last couple episodes, it's sort of like a lot of the stuff that's been happening to Barry has been telling him, like, you need to look forward, you need to look for, like, into the future, mainly because one of the biggest things for me was when Iris told him, like, hey, maybe we should give this a shot, or like, how I feel about you. And I feel like that's the writing, essentially taking Barry into what's going to happen next for him, and showing, I genuinely feel that within the next couple episodes, we're going to see, maybe within the season finale or within the first episodes of the next season, we're going to see Barry's future, because it's been hinted at, throughout the last couple episodes.
Yeah. And it's kind of pretty much pushing forward that something is going to happen within this entire, like, the rest of the end of the season, something bad is usually going to happen. And not only that, the fact is he kind of feels now that because of this whole entire experience, it's going to be a little more difficult pretty much in the long run as well. Like, really hard.
So, you know, throughout the episode, we do see Cisco trying to get to him. And, you know, even though he's able to get out of where he's at, he kind of realizes, I need to be here and I need to figure out my problems because I can't go back the same person. Mm-hmm. And I like that realization, to be honest with you. I like that he saw that, like, okay, I can't just leave with my friends. I need to do this. He realized that the Speed Force was helping him to an extent.
Yeah, it's pretty much was pushing him to pretty much, if you go back, you'll never be able to get your actual speed back. Like, you'll never be able to protect all of those. You have to go through. It's essentially, it seems like it's the stages of grief the entire time that what he's going through. It's like he has to admit that there was a fault there. He has to pretty much accept that, and he pretty much has to, like, now move on afterwards. That's pretty much what they're teaching him. It happens. It's the stages of life, essentially. Like, I really can't. There really isn't any other way to put it if you think about it.
No, yeah. They genuinely had to take him through the process, because not only is it something traumatic that happened to him as a child, but it's something extra traumatic when as an adult he had to go back and allow it to happen. Mm-hmm. It's like you couldn't stop it. You stay there. You saw it. You know, you saw her in her dying moments, and it's amazing, because it's like it all keeps going back to this one moment, and the way it was all tied in together, I felt was one of the most creative ways to put it all there, and to really bring home this very emotional moment for Barry. Mm-hmm. Also, another thing that happened in the episode that I thought was pretty cool was Joe talking to Wally and kind of wondering if Wally had powers. Because there's that whole scene when they're at home and he's like asking him if there's changes in his body. And Wally's like,
I think I'm a little too old for like
the sex talk, essentially the birds and the bees.
Yeah.
And then he does the thing with the cup where he just drops it. And then Wally's like, what's going on? Like, are you okay?
Yeah. A lot of these side stories that happened throughout the entire episode, like, it played really like second base to the entire Barry being trapped in the extra dimension.
It did, didn't it?
Like, yeah. Because even when they had what?
Tony?
Yeah, they had him as a zombie, been reanimated, just not really terrorizing. It's just the fact that he's retracing his what he remembers about being alive, like the last hour, and he's just doing that. It's like, okay, he's walking around, but all right, I think we got the hang of this. We'll take care of him.
It really felt like there was these two episodes. It's like, all right, like the CW was like, all right, we got to fit in this week's monster or this week's problem. And obviously you're going to have, you know, this Speed Force storyline within the episode, but you got to fit in this week's monster, and you're like, could we not? Could we just stick with what's going on with Barry and the Speed Force? I mean, yeah, I get it. You want, you know, you got to give the character some other stuff to do, and, you know, there's got to be some complications going on, and you got to show that the team can handle what's coming at them. But I just, to be honest with you, the whole episode, I was just like, can we just go back to Barry? Can we just have more of him and what's going on with him? Mm-hmm. And, you know, essentially, because you want to know what the Speed Force is, and you want to you want them to talk more. So, yeah, I feel like that whole Tony's side story took second fiddle. And I didn't care. Like, it was interesting, but it wasn't as interesting as that kind of thing has been in other episodes.
Yeah, the only main interesting thing that really did happen that wasn't part of the Speed Force thing is the fact that the dark matter actually reanimated him, because I never would expect dark matter to do that.
You know, it might be something that that's just thrown in there that in the future the writers are going to be like, you know what, we could just kind of use that someday.
And the fact that they had a morgue as well. They never really mentioned they had a morgue until like this actual episode.
Yeah, that's true, right? Yeah. It's just like, okay, well, there's like, there might be like one or two dead metahumans here.
Yeah, like, I understand it's a whole gigantic laboratory, so you're going to have places to dispose of either some dead carcasses, like even animals, but it's one of those times like, oh, wow, you actually have like a legitimate morgue in there.
Metahuman bodies, man.
Yeah, and honestly, you wouldn't expect, like, oh, nothing's going to go wrong ever. And then, well, it did. Like, one of them freaking reappeared. Yeah, one of them reappeared.
And going back to Barry and the Speed Force, the scene with him and his mom reading the book, man, talk about a very emotional scene. And you're just like, all right, I'm a grown man here watching The Flash. I'm not going to cry. dear God, as much as I want to.
It's funny that they bring up that book too, because that's the same book throughout his entire childhood that he reads. He read that with his mother, but it's also the same book that he read to Iris read to his son, which is Bart Allen, too, throughout his childhood as well.
Is it?
It is one of the same. It's the same book.
Oh man, that's a nice little thing in there.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where it's one of those hidden Easter eggs like from the book, from the actual comic books, that pretty much shows that it keeps going on. That's who you know where they got it from as well. But dude, it's ridiculous. It's a crazy story too. It's just about a mother and their son. And it's really heart-throbbing, too, once he's going through line for line.
Yeah, when he's definitely reading that book. And then, you know, once he kind of, like, finds that piece that he's looking for, he does kind of have this moment where he finds his powers and gets his powers back. And Iris goes in there. I mean, she knows that he'll follow her. And, you know, to an extent, I think she knows that he's very much still in love with her. And you know, she has this hint from, you know, obviously the alternate universe in the future that they're going to be together. And it was nice to see her, like, go out of her way and really put herself in danger to get Barry back.
Yeah, it's crazy, though, because it's funny that it shows Iris, but the way how Dr. Will said is like, well, if someone's in contact with Cisco, they can easily just pass through to the other side and try to get him. And, of course, it had to be Iris. Like, there really wasn't anyone else. Like, I couldn't think of anyone else who would probably pull him out of that. Like, she was pretty much the main one to do it.
It was very fitting, to be honest with you. And one of the... So, as the episode progresses, we do see... They do manage to defeat Tony with these, like, magnets that they're... that they've been kind of, like, trying to use on him, but it hasn't really worked out too well. Mm-hmm. So, finally, with Barry's help, they do manage to take down Tony. But then we get this really cool scene where Barry brings Jesse out of the coma using the Speed Force, and even Barry doesn't really know what happened there. He really doesn't like understand exactly what he did, but it sort of made him seem like a bit more mystical. And after the things he went through and after the things he saw, it really brings this point across of like, there is this power shrouded in mystery, and Barry did not come back the same way he left.
No, he feels that he has a better understanding. It's just the fact that mentally he doesn't understand it. He realizes that this power is for certain reasons. I need to actually kind of understand it, but the only way to understand is I got to develop it better. Now, him doing that with Jesse, it was a thought that he thought it would work, and it did. Now, I'm thinking majority of the time they're using the Speed Force here in the TV show as more of instinct. If it's an instinct and he just does it, it'll work.
Now, we do see him finally, you know, going to his mother's grave and then leaving the flowers and then having that moment with Iris that is just like, this is sort of like the beginning of something. They're sharing something very, very intimate with one another. So I've always liked their interaction and the progression of their story. And I thought, you know, what better way for them to progress a story than this very poignant moment in his life. Mm-hmm. So right after that, we do get this scene between Caitlin and Zoom, where he gives her the ultimatum. He's like, look, I'm going to leave this room and you can leave. But if you leave, I'm going to kill you the same way I'm going to kill your friends. If you stay, I know that you care for me to an extent. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's basically him just messing with her. Mm-hmm. But right after that, we get this great, great shot of like him at the police station giving this speech, telling him that telling someone, we don't, you know, initially we don't see it, but telling someone that's like, we're going to take this city over. We're going to take this world over. It is ours. Mm-hmm. And then you get this nice, cool panning shot of like the crowd, and it's all these like villainous metahumans that are there. Yeah. And you're like, you start kind of sensing like, okay, something big is going to happen within the next episode, and it's going to be very difficult for Barry, even though he's got these new powers. Like, what are you gonna, like, how are you gonna do this? Also, I think if you're a fan of the comics, you want to go back and look at this scene and just kind of check it out and be like, well, who's who?
Yeah.
And what, like, how many characters can I pick out?
Mm-hmm. It's really crazy, like, all those characters I've seen. I think one of them was like, I forgot the name of that Skull character. He was green, freaking. That dude floating was freaking hilarious. Like, that's one of those few characters. That's actually one of Flash's original villains, too. Like, I think it's weird that they have all these villains all there, too. But you're really not going to be able to figure this out anyways, because they're not really using original character or costume designs.
That, and you know what's cool about it is that they, you know, within the show, they don't have to talk about it much, mm-hmm. because it's like, well, they're from Earth 2, so
yeah,
we're not really going to get into details. Mm-hmm. It's just like they're villains from Earth 2 that you might know and you might not know. But within this universe, like, we don't have to explain anything, because it, like, being from Earth 2 is literally the best, like, scapegoat you have.
Yeah, it kind of is.
So I loved how this episode ended. I can't wait for the next one. I can't wait for the season finale. You know, there's only two more episodes left in the season, and this season has just been getting progressively better and better and better. So I'm very much looking forward to these last two episodes.
Same here, man. I want to see what that final climax is going to be in this entire season, because this has been one of those deceptive seasons, and it's been really good at doing it as well.
All right, guys, thank you for listening to this episode of The Flashcast. If you guys want to check out more of the stuff we got going on, head on over to filmbook.com. That's film-book.com, and search for either Stephen Bueno or The Flashcast. If you guys are interested in checking out some of the stuff we do outside of Filmbook, you can check us out on YouTube by going to youtube.com/leakofgents. That's G-E-N-T-S. Or checking us out on Facebook by going to facebook.com/leagueofordinarygents, G-E-N-T-S. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or any other podcast services, go ahead and rate and review this episode. If you listen to this podcast on YouTube, go ahead and hit that thumbs up video and leave a comment in the comment section. We definitely want to hear from you guys.